at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, November 27th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in to identify the podcast. If you go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts. You can listen on demand anytime you want to previous shows, previous day, whatever you want to listen to. Those markers will identify at the beginning to make sure you have the right one pulled up for the one you want to listen to from the podcast list. Legislative agenda. Special interest groups. Trial attorneys. The insurance companies. The unions, UAW, MEA, teachers union, all push legislators to introduce bills that normally, if we had a part-time legislature like we had from the inception of our state in 1837 until 1963, none of these bills would even be introduced. Why? Because there'd be no lame duck session. Why? Because they would get sworn in January, do their 90 days worth of work, January, February, March, finish things up in April, and then go home for the year. But here we have bills being introduced, going to be voted on, supported mostly by the Democrats over the next 3 weeks. Well, one of the state representatives, Carrie Renegan, a communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, introduced two bills, House Bill 6085, 6086, that are going to raise the caps on non-economic medical malpractice lawsuits. Suing for non-economic damages after suffering injuries from medical malpractice could result in higher payouts for plaintiffs. Renegan's legislation would raise the cap on the total amount of non-economic recoverable damages from $280,000, raising it all the way to $1 million. If the malpractice resulted in death, permanent injury, or substantial disfigurement, or serious impairment, it's going to go from $500,000 up to $3 million.
the only medical malpractice injury that makes an individual qualify for the higher non-economic cap, which is currently $500,000, would be for those as a result of brain or spinal cord injury. State Representative Rennigan said, it's obscene that right now is a patient is worth less if they die from malpractice than if they're injured. Well, the bills opposed by physician groups may end up being packaged together in a group with legislation that House Speaker Joe Tate wants that would also prohibit pharmaceutical manufacturers from denying access to drugs based on participating in a drug pricing program for low-income patients. The argument of those positioned against the bill is that the raising cap would make Michigan not as attractive to physicians. But data accumulated by Rennigan's office shows that states without any caps at all actually have a larger number of physicians than those that do. Where is she getting this information? That statement isn't even logical. If you are in a legislative state that as a doctor, potentially you facing higher awards because of medical malpractice, why would you want to come to Michigan? We already have a shortage of doctors in Michigan right now. That's why you're seeing more and more of these physician assistants, these PAs, when you go to your primary care physician's office. You don't get to see the doctor anymore. You're dealing with a PA. She's claiming that other states without any caps, you can be awarded whatever amount the jury wants to give you, that they have more physicians than we do. It's not even logical. Well, data that's being presented hopes to disprove the argument that a lower cap is a reason physicians practice in Michigan, meaning that if the cap is raised, benefiting the patients that suffer from malpractice would cause a lower number of physicians in Michigan. Now, she claims, according to her study, according to her information, Michigan has 307.8 doctors for every 100,000 residents. Comparing it to other states where they have 323.4 doctors for every 100,000 residents in states without caps. Again, where are you getting this from? This legislation has two goals. Help patients and or their families if they've suffered from malpractice in order to reduce malpractice in general. Well, Steve Gothel, a medical malpractice attorney and member of the Michigan Association for Justice, said he represented a 58-year-old woman a few years ago who had elective hysterectomy and bladder suspension, but encountered complications that led to amputations of both arms and both legs. The amount she was able to recover for non-economic damages was $112,500 per extremity. If that person lost their extremities by virtue of an auto accident or other types of wrongdoing, there'd be no limit on what a jury could value those injuries at. The attorney pointed out that medical malpractice insurance is very profitable. And when the amount of money paid into it compared to how much is paid out, is a huge disparity. And who ends up suffering? Ultimately, the patients. He went on to say he appreciates this legislation removing the cap on non-economic losses for instances of negligence, intentional or fraudulent conduct, a physician altering or destroying medical records, a physician being under the influence of drugs or alcohol, or if the physician doesn't have any professional liability insurance, or has settled or been found liable for medical malpractice in the past. The idea that somebody could be acting under the influence of illicit drugs, and it does happen, causing harm to a patient, but yet still having their liability capped, is unconscionable, said the attorney. This legislation deals with non-economic losses only, meaning pain, suffering, physical impairment, loss of society companionship, or physical disfigurement. Economic loss is an entirely different conversation. But we need to raise the cap on these non-economic losses. So he's lobbying and pushing for the legislators to do it. This issue would require that the entire Democratic caucus get behind it. Unlike other policy issues, like, for example, the aggregate mining bills or driver's licenses for all, these bills being referred to the House Judiciary Committee on November 13th, right before they broke for deer season. Michigan State Medical Society says the current statute protects patients by keeping healthcare costs manageable and ensuring a stable practice environment for physicians. This makes Michigan a state where physicians want to practice, not leave the state. So we'll be following this bill package. We'll be looking at this, seeing if this is something they push through the lame duck. And one of the things about this particular package that, again, you have to look at, our state of Michigan competing for jobs, competing for businesses, competing for teachers and doctors, families to come back to the state of Michigan, all factors into whether or not we have policies in place that will promote growth or force people to leave. I know we have dealt with doctors retiring. Vicky got a new cardiologist, thank God. We got a new cardiologist for her. She came to Michigan to practice. Well, could these bills make it more difficult for them to practice and end up leaving? That's the question. Final segment of hour number two, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Little housekeeping here. A couple of comments. Officer Rick. Hey, Randy, didn't the Democrats dip into the teachers' retirement fund last year? That was actually this year in finalizing the budget for fiscal year 2025 that went into effect October 1st. $500 million. Taking out of the teachers' retirement savings plan that the Republicans put in place, diverting it into the SOAR fund. Yes, the governor wanting to attract more businesses to come to Michigan. Downstate Kim. Why didn't they get it done back when the Republicans had control? My question I asked, well, because it's the Uniparty. Half of the Republicans were compromised back then anyway. The one that was the biggest one compromised, I believe, Governor Rick Snyder. Governor Rick Snyder was a Democrat. Absolutely no doubt about it. The only problem he had is we won back the majority in the House and the Senate had the largest majority that they had had in 40 years. 38 state senators during 2012 when we passed Right to Work, 26 of them were Republicans. The cocky Senate Majority Leader, Randy Richardville, told the Democrats they didn't need a caucus room, that they could go and caucus in the Otis elevator because it had a 12-person capacity. Said it right on the sign inside the elevator. We had to basically put a gun to his head, figuratively speaking, to get right to work passed. Snyder didn't want to do it. I've talked many times about the process and how we were able to get it done under Norm Hughes's leadership, management by objectives, Pat Kolbeck introducing it in the state Senate, Mike Shirky introducing it in the House, and how we put it on the ballot. We forced Bob King, the president of the UAW's hand. They put it on the ballot. We got the answer when the majority of the voters that year voted against forced unionism from being put in our Constitution. We used that voting data to get right to work passed. Well, within 2 years of passing right to work, this road proposal funding had a price tag of $1.2 billion. Now, 10 years later, the price tag is up to $2.7 billion. So this is what we're dealing with. This is what we are having to see whether or not this is going to get a priority. Now, another priority that comes up is another communist Democrat from Ann Arbor, Jason Morgan. Never even heard of this guy. He's pushing for the Rare Disease Advisory Council to be made a priority in this upcoming lame duck session. He's introduced his bill, House Bill 4167. This council would advise the Department of Health and Human Services and other state agencies on the research, diagnosis, and treatment efforts relating to rare diseases. This is an affliction that is classified as a rare disease, affects fewer than 200,000 individuals in the United States. There are approximately 7,000 diseases that fall under this category that have been identified in Michigan. His bill derives from his own experience of living with muscular dystrophy. I have a lot of friends and loved ones who live with rare diseases and have seen firsthand the need for the state of Michigan to do a better job supporting these folks. I believe the Rare Disease Advisory Council is the strongest path forward for us to be able to do that. I feel sorry for the guy living with muscular dystrophy. Rare diseases, I get it. But we have to create another legislative council under this bill. Is this really a priority? Is this really something that should be taken up in the lame duck? Again, finding these bills, finding what appears to be the agenda heading into next week's lame duck. Unbelievable. Again, can you say part-time legislature? If we had it, these bills wouldn't even be happening. Lansing would be a ghost town starting next week. Instead, massive number of bills going to be pushed through the House, the Senate, and sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's desk. Unbelievable. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-8255.